This now, Padmasuri, they were discussing something. Then he say, sometimes they want to ask questions, but they don't ask. So he asked me, how? So like I have to tell you in the Thursday song. You say, Paisi, they don't ask. So what happened? Who Paisi? And the top Paisi, without ego, without ego, nobody to be shy. Every time Paisi, the talk is active there. Then like earlier on, somebody say, after the drink given to me, the next one gives to brother. He said he's the most enlightened. I think he say that. Then he said, who will please preach? He said, something I forgot already. He said, please, he said, how did he react? The attack is still there. That's why he said, you are playing me. So finally, you will just laugh and smile at the time. Because when you don't feel any attack, that is different. Living being is like that. Truly, when it's that time, the thoughts are there, he just come out. And then you accept her as she is. There's nothing already. But when you feel like, oh, no, please don't say this. Get paisei. And who paisei? The attack. Oh, you want to defend, No lah, not me lah, not just all this come from where? The asa. So you realize sankara, the moment it come out without wisdom, the scarcity is there. That's why qi xing dong nian. If without avidya, 没有念头了, then he look. No condition, he speak to you. No condition, he just smile. Then you want to be right? Yes, right. Thank you. I think you are right. Right according to you. Oh no, your one is okay. Because you really meant that because you respect him. Yes, he's probably sharing, you know, he Mariana Bay. He has learned a lot. And he very fast understands the Dhamma. Yes, this is what he wanted to look for since 30 years past. So when he hears the truth, he appreciates the heart joy. Rejoice. That's very keen to listen. That's why he has been coming after the Wu Ting Ting. He said, if that brother Theo maximum two lessons to try, if it's not the real one, he's double the deal. He won't attend it. Or then attend until now, 1 year. Then the other thing is, I want you all to let me know the feedback. Because I realized that Thursday class, I cannot share much Dhamma. First hour is on introduction, meditation. Then after that, the last 1 hour, everybody will call you. So sometimes I got rested also, I got 1 hour left. So if you want more sharing, then what we do is, you all meditate at home, then we cut short the meditation, and then I no need to give instruction. Sit down, meditate half an hour. Then I got 1.5 hours. That's very good. Understand? What you all think? I leave it to you all. Like that better. So that no need to waste time. Understand? So that you spend time meditate. Then the other thing is like so sweet. If you all agree, we get the Kayana Mita fund to buy. The wife bought like my house one. Then I can write. Otherwise, I got no more book to write there. So, you all, I listen to you all. No need. Oh, that house is beautiful. Okay, now you all take over.
Anybody want to ask?
Okay.
Walaupun yang sampai saya, saya nak ke ayah dia, you petunjana asli ni kau Christian. Basically, I or have always been curious because my Chinese I only up to Channel 6, so when I read the Mahayana one, I sometimes certain technical terms that I don't understand, I cannot even pronounce the word. And when I ask my friend, oh, she also don't know, she says she has to go on your the enlightenment, because in Theravada there are four levels of enlightenment. So in Mahayana, do they subscribe to the same one? But the maybe I see they all four you need the same as enlightenment. But I thought they use the same term.
You see, they use the word Nipan. Nipan is Nipan. Then they got the ten dhammarai. Remember ten dhammarai? I briefly went through it all in the notes. Remember? So they all Mahayana slightly different from Theravada. Because Theravada only interested in the 31 plane of existence, where all those are still most of them. They are within samsara, anasana. It's like a place you take rebirth, anasana. But doesn't mean there is no enlightenment there, anasana. Like the human right, there is enlightenment. The pure effort, there is enlightenment. So a lot of this you need to understand. But the 31 place is the place that you take rebirth, anasana. Even as a bodhisattva, you come like the 31 place, you want to experience the condition world. To develop wisdom, to perfect your perfection. That is only in the condition of the common mind as a wisdom comes. Then even you know the understanding and the wisdom enough. But when it comes to Mahayana, they make it complete enough. They say, you cannot be like Theravada, 31 plane. The enlightened one, no plane. So they have add four more planes to describe the enlightened one. The first one is they call sound hearer, sun wen. Sun wen means when the Buddha Dhamma is around, they hear the Dhamma, the Four Noble Truths, and they enlighten to it. And that one is the four stages of sinful. Even Arahant is the same. Then they move on to the next one. The next one is Pachika Buddha. Yen Ba Xian. Means Ying Yen, Yen Xian. Because of condition, they become enlightened. What are the conditions? The dependent origination. So when they have this dependent origination teaching, they can awaken. But when there is no Buddha, they practice and cultivate and they realize themselves. So in Mahayana, they divide the two types of Pachika Buddha. They say Pachika Buddha got two types. One is when the asana is there, it's called yen, yeah. They hear the Dhamma, yin yen fa, dependent origin. Then they enlighten to it. The other one is du jiao. Du jiao. This is what they call the silent, solitary Buddha. This one is, without sasana, he become enlightened one. But it doesn't mean the silent Buddha cannot teach. They put Sotapan, Sakyatagami, Anagami, and Arahant also can teach. How can the silent Buddha cannot teach? But he don't have a sasana. That's why they are most of the time silent. There is no sasana. Who is interested in Dhamma? Because sasana also people not interested. So no sasana how? And then after that, the next one is you all pay respect to your good friends. All the prime of the bodhisattva. All your good friends. That's why your affinity, you all can have the condition to come and have the respect. Especially Lian also. Lian, I think, quite similar to me in the past, you are their good friends. Otherwise, you cannot like that one. The message cannot come like that. First time. Then the other one is the run of the Buddha. for Fatiha. So these are the enlightened rites. But why is it Mahayana six rites? The first five rites is the same. The hell rite, then you have the hungry ghost, then you have the animal rite, then you have the demon. These are the same. Then the fifth one is human rite. That's not And then after that, the sixth rite, they say Tian. Tian means heavenly being. Heavenly means include Deva, the sixth place, the Brahma, 16th place, plus the four formless ones. It's like 31 place. Okay? So no difference. Then we
One more question. How would one know when they're enlightened, they're at which level?
The Buddha really told me what is the Dhamma. The Dhamma is Pachetamma, can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. So when you ask, this question actually doesn't involve you. If you ask it, why you ask? You enlighten it, you will know. Because this question, for the logical mind, for the thought, is very difficult to understand. So don't try to know, just how to be. Then when the thing happens, you will know what the Sutta say, or what the Mahayana Sutta say, or what the Buddha's words are, Paccetta. That's why I say, you meditate already, you think you enlightened, you go and check to the back, check with the monk and all things, definitely not the real one. Real one, no need to check. Because you realize that nature inside there, inside is awakened or not. Then the form and mind, you stop to understand, no? So that's why for the form and mind to explain to you something that is beyond thought, beyond word, or beyond mind, like brother said, it's ridiculous. But I have this special ability from the past, because I have this special vow, very heavy one. And when I penetrate everything. Then when I understand, I can put into simple words and relate to life. That's why some of you don't know, I told him this. Yeah, he asked me that there was tradition. I was actually requested to share this to Dhamma by some upper people. They golden word when I come out. We did that five times. And it's a very, very special one. That time on 2008. Okay? Mahayana not only got Sotapan, they also got Sakatagami, they also got Anagami and Arahan. But the difference is, they say Arahan got outflow. That's why Theravada cannot understand. They say, how can Buddha also Arahan? Arahan also Arahan. Why you say got outflow? Then, but one part is not so good. The Mahayana is not Theravada. The Nibbana realized by Arahan. By the normal Arahant who don't go to Bodhisattva, he said it's like a nirvana of a conjured city. You know, you understand me? Conjured, like for you, not the real one. It's conjured city. You know, not the real nirvana. It's like a conjured city. There go outflow. But when no more outflow, that nirvana is the oneness. That's why it becomes the Buddha nature. So this one is like, you become Arahant because you got no more delusion, no more ignorance. But for outflow, this one, after that Nibbana cease, we cannot realize the Buddha nature, we cannot realize the oneness. That's why they cannot come anymore. Nothing. They cannot do the perfection. But it's still a Nibbana. That form and mind with the coming nature all reach there, just sit. Then no more rebirth. Then nothing. No more rebirth means no more suffering. No more birth means what? No more old age, sickness and death. Then no more sankara. the outflow is the thought and the sound. When they are alive, it's the thought. No, their thought is sleep. Because the mundane mind being collapsed and the sound. So that one, the mundane mind, the birth and death of thought is still there. But no more birth and death of the segmented life and the sound. There's no more ignorance, their last thought when they die. There is nothing to condition birth. So that I is in sleep. Actually, the Mahayana is right, but I don't know why they put there conjectivity. You put like that, not so nice, no. At least you put there, the Nibbana cannot realize the oneness nature of the Buddha nature. And then people can accept, understand? Because the other Bodhisattva become Samasam Buddha. Perfection, they have to cultivate for at least 4 eons, 8 eons, 12 eons. You shortcut Nibbana, Arahant, also got that Buddha nature, then who wants to cultivate the perfection to be Buddha? Understand? So that's why that Nibbana should be different. But you say Nibbana means Nibbana. Understand? Nibbana doesn't mean, because you cannot declare, no mind, no thought, unconditional. You can just exist. And just be with it. The other one through the perfection, cease already, go to the singularity, the source of it where everything comes. That's why that one can know the three periods of time, past, present, and future. That's why all knowing. Without the wisdom, yes, the Mahayana always says, there are five major psychics. But the one with Abhinya one is including the sixth one, the sixth spiritual penetration, they call this. It comes as a byproduct. The sixth one is enlightenment, means with the wisdom, with the right understanding. And that one, there is a possibility that what you see could be your past life. But if not Samasa Buddha, you also think on it. Remember during the Buddha time, there was one person who came. He said, my teacher teach me. If every time I offer, I think slaughter something, I forgot already. Yeah, he said, his teacher every time offer, slaughter, go to the heaven. And now, then, for don't know how many times he did it, I forgot it, 6 or 7 times. That's the Buddha checked. That's the Buddha told him. Okay. You better go back and advise a monkey. If you do it one more time, you go into the hell. That vision that he saw after he did the offering of the slaughtering and go to heaven, was during that time, because his earlier paramiya, he had the peace and everything, then he became Deva. But he can become Deva only 6 times because that Nami was very, very powerful. You know, 6 times or how many times over it. So, it was a different thing that conditioned the result as Deva. But he deliberately think that because he can see his father, he can see before that he was just a human being. Then he do the offering, then he take birth into heaven. But the condition come from one past life Nami that he did, which actually was so wholesome, I think he that time he got psychic ability. Then there were 6 months or 5 months somewhere meditating on track, no? So don't know what, cannot come out, no? Then he used his psychic to save them. And that parami allowed him to go to the heaven and save them. When he wants to go to the heaven, no? Then he did not. But he thought the life before conditioned him to go to heaven, no? So he said, my past life, I met this offering so often that I will go to heaven. Then come now again, yeah? Again, God psychic can see, slaughter heaven law. So slaughter again, go up heaven again law. 6 times law. Then the Buddha said, you do it one more time, it doesn't help. That part of me was a different one. So you don't understand, wow, this one my past life, I was it. If you're not Samasambuddha, I tell you, you try not to see it. Otherwise, you can never see it. And the other thing is, those with abhinya, I mean those with wisdom ones, that psychic that showed them the vision could be more authentic, but not necessarily the truth. You will come to know if you walk that bodhisattva way. The real one comes is different, not that. You don't see image, right? Image is thought, anasana. Image is sankara, anasana. This one you see different things. Your nature will see one and you will know one. That's right. And you're more psychic, you know. So it's not important whether real or not real. So you can see your past, your present, your future, then you Buddha already. So let me clear that answer. Even you can see your past, so what? Why you care, that's right? Because you can't break the thought, that's right. You still in samsara. You still have personal virtual reality haunting you. Okay? No, like the Buddha said, when you cultivate, when you have your family, you must always make aspiration. That's why he said the easiest and most simple aspiration for Buddhajana is it means punyang, invoke the power of knowledge. It means punyang. Punyang is your knowledge. By the power of this knowledge, you aspire for conscious explanation to avoid the foolish and the hidden, so that you can meet our enlightened one, or one and enlightened one, so that they are not revealed. And this will pave the way for you. So this is the most easy and very basic aspiration of our. But this one is to take you to the same good way. If after the same way, you must develop something more serious and detailed than aspiration, you have to break vow. Vow means you vow, you will never break another vow. You know, as a vow, you seriously think that most people, like in our Chinese traditional culture, you say lo guan, means you chu chua, you know what is chu chua, no? You swear to heaven, no? That you will not break off. Unless it's the heaviness and seriousness of a vow compared to aspiration. Aspiration is not anxiety. New Year's resolution is also your aspiration, right? It's only aspire, cannot get, never mind. Then aspire again. Like that, you're not serious. So, cultivation, that's why I say, if you're serious, you are very sincere, very serious, you will go all out and go out. Like right. Really want to be for it. The father says thinks about the condition. She really wants to serve. But then she is different, she don't know that one. What's the one maybe? It's like different people, different parts. So if you cannot understand all this until your wisdom vibration level where it can allow you to understand. Because karma is very complex, like the Buddha said. You have to have a lot of perfection and understanding to understand karma. And why I can understand so far? I perfected this. This was my specialty, my perfection. And this one, I very good one. I can use, and I know how to use it. I never learned this life. the British way. But I come, I inherit it. Yeah, perfect. Okay? Through strengthening your view, at least less delusion. Then when your view gets straightened, you contemplate and you stabilize it, then you have right view, Anatta. Then right view leading to right thought, Anatta. Just like some of you experience, you recall the Dhamma that I share. Why should you react? Who react? The thought reacts. Sakayaditi react. So thought is what? Why agree for my mind? Not me, Anatta. That's why don't get remorseful, Anatta. Ayo, I still got delusion. Ayo, I still got anger. That guy is not you, Anatta. That one is a Namarupa, Anatta. So your nature, like the Buddha said, internally is already very beautiful, Anatta. That true nature is not the form of mind. So when you realize that, then you will not blame anybody, Anatta. You just accept the reality. All my mind got delusion, will react, Anatta. There's an aggregate of mind. The five aggregate become grasping aggregate. That's why they grasp. That's why upon contact feeling arise, then craving. Craving is grasping, clinging. Understand not? Attachment. Like your loved one and all those things. So this part you have to understand. If you don't straighten your view, next time you encounter, you still react. Understand not? Or you become more angry. Because first time disturb you, second time is it enough, is enough. Especially within spouse, argue and deal. So, straightening your view is one of the most important steps to start. Then as you straighten your view, you is not stable, at least that day like Pama Surya, come out already, understand now? Then realize, cannot get angry. Then at least the link stop there, understand now? Then you got to reflect, contemplate, and go deeper so that you can understand clearly, so that this understanding stabilizes. And when it stabilizes, it becomes fully aware of this thing. Then yoniso manasikara become different, understand? Yoniso manasikara become like perfected. Means you have wisdom. Then not only that incident, no. Any other incident also, you will know how to not to react based on wisdom. Means you have understanding that people is just the way they are. The world is the world. Condition like that, it has to be like that. It means you have that contemplative wisdom that prevents you from stirring your mind, from reacting. Then that will start to slow down sakayaditi, anasa, self-delusion. At least you have some form of right view stability that help you in your life. But to really penetrate anatta, you have to do the third turning, anasana. The direct seeing, the insight and awaken. Then you know all phenomena is like that. Then, very different. Then the five aggregate of form and mind got no more power over you, anasana. The form and mind through that wisdom understand. Then all of form, you start to understand. Form is unreal. Why? Because there are conditions arising. And then you realize, how to see form? If you delusion, then form become like very real. That's how you create the phenomenal world. But if you have wisdom, then form you see is not really what the normal people see. Form is labor, words, concept. The real thing is not like that. That's why when you see form, with that wisdom, you can see beyond form. You're able to see beyond form because you realize form are all unreal, because they are conditions arising, causal phenomena. No permanent unchanging entity that you can call this is me, this is I, this can be mine. So when wisdom arises in this way, it becomes very powerful, very penetrating. Then you look at your own form and mind, the physical body and the mind. And then you realize, hey, the three conditions that I described to you, because it's like a prototype. Once you know it's there, then you can investigate straight away. If I don't tell you that three things, book also never write, you know how long it takes you to finally find out. It's not easy. What are the three conditions? Remember? You have a working physical body. Then? You have the consciousness inside. Then? Karmic force. Your life force, supportive karma. If the karmic force don't come, the supportive karma don't come, the heart cannot beat. If the heart cannot beat,
the blood cannot flow, all the organ will die within very short period. And then after that, what happened? Huh? The consciousness have to leave the body, right? Then you say die. And so, who die? Nothing die. Actually, consciousness separate from the form. And so, then when the consciousness come in, all three conditions must be there for this human being to animate to become alive. And so, if life force don't come, means what they call destructive karma, then stop. Again, the consciousness have to leave. If let's say the body, go through accident or what, or people harm their body, then the vital organ that supported life, that allow the consciousness to stay inside, just like the spinal cord when they hang you, understand? When spinal cord break, the whole brain cannot connect, there is no more activity, then it cannot arise consciousness, understand not? The other one is vital organ, like the heart, understand not? Apart from the heart, is the brain as well. If you connect brain and heart very fast, the consciousness have to leave. So this is how, when you understand, then you will be able to actually have the true yoniso manasikara, where you see very clearly, five aggregate form and mind, not me. Then form got no power over you, cannot delude you anymore. Any type of form, external, internal, physical, no problem. Then after you clear form, feeling, you have to see the reality of feeling through Vedana Nupasana. Then you realize feeling also like that, come and go. Then it's all condition arising. Means feeling is not what you think. That's why this morning we chant what? Rupang is form. Rupang anicang, rupang anatta. Then Vedana anicang, Vedana. Feeling also like that. Like anatta lakana say, understand? The Buddha asks you, is feeling permanent or impermanent? Things that are impermanent, is it painful or pleasurable? So if it's impermanent, painful, and condition arising, then why you still deludedly say, this is me, this is I, is it right? That's why the wise noble disciple, when they realize it, they become arahant. So when are you going to become arahant? So the five degrees of form, one by one you go through, all really, like what the Buddha say. That's why we early morning we chant. That's why when I was Thailand, I told you about 20 over years ago, when I heard this, Rupang Anichang, my whole heart like opened up. I already understood that answer. Then Rupang Anatta, he don't even want to talk about suffering. That's why he say, anicang go to anatta. When you realize anicang, anatta will be there. Then when you realize anicang and anatta, dukkha will be there if you grasp and cling. But this is a reality. This is true. Within the conditioned world. That's why within the conditioned world, there is dhamma. There is anicang, dukkha, anatta. There is four noble truth. But when you already awaken, there is nothing. There is no word. All these are within the conditioned world. That's why the Heart Sutta says, Zen Kong Miao Yu. When you realize true emptiness, then the Heart Sutta says, no Dhamma, no enlightenment, no one born, no one sick, no one old, no one die. That's why people say, what type of Mahayana teaching is it? Buddha say got four noble truth, he say got no four noble truth. This is how people become very confused and doubt. Kuan Yin Bodhisattva say, with ultimate wisdom, means when you penetrate ultimate emptiness, then only is like that. Before you penetrate, the world is the world. There is four noble truth, and you need it as a pointer to walk the path. Okay, now who want to ask?
This question is conditions arising. The beings have asked me to ask this question. Now, can you please comment, Brother Teo, to for when you get into samadhi, and then get into jhana. Is that the way to achieve nibbana?
I already explained to you earlier on that. No, it's not necessary. Because during the Buddha's time, initially the two teachers that taught him, they taught him up to the 7 jhana and the 8 jhana. Then he realized this is not the ultimate realization that he need. Because with jhana, he realized he's still not free from old age, sickness and death. Understand not? Because the teaching got nothing to do with anatta. Understand not? Your jhana, how powerful also, you will become old. You can still get sick, and you will still die. That's why the Buddha said, this is not what I seek. What I seek is to transcend birth and death. That's why he do until better than the teacher, and yet he realized this is not the enlightenment that he is seeking. But don't get the Buddha wrong. If the Buddha is around, those who do jhana, even now, those who do jhana, if they come and see me, they're willing to listen to what I tell them, they can still become enlightened. And very fast, I tell you. Because their mind already concentrated. Very clear. When it's in jhana, it's very clear. But the Buddha say, all the defilements are suppressed. Understand? You know why? Just now I just explained to my wife. Because they were confused. She asked me certain questions. You see, when you have this jhana, energy feels so strong. Like I told you, early day, until like the energy is like an iron, a steel pipe inside your heart. Nothing can go near, it cannot stir. Means what? Then if you have your metta, which I had that time, no matter what people do to you or say to you, you like enlightened. But you cannot react. You know why? Because when your mundane mind, egoic mind, sankhara move, upon contact, what happens? Feeling arises. That feeling is supposed to condition craving. But the energy is so still, understand? Where got craving? That's why they cannot react, understand? And very still, understand? There is a false one. That's why you have to release it out. When you release it out without the energy, you go through life. Then you see different, understand? That's why he said latent tendency. Latent means what? Inside, no condition cannot come out. But when you are in a conditioned state through energy field and jhana, like I always tell you, that is not the real one. You are holding on to your concentration to be free from all this. And when you do fourth jhana, equanimity is one of the main thing inside there. Not only factor, equanimity is one of the main thing in fourth jhana. No thought, like sankhara upeka, equanimity. All of sankhara is in equanimity. That one, it's just before the change of lineage to become enlightened. They call Gotrabhu. My Pali no good. You go back and check. No. This one is 16 stages of insight. When you reach sankhara upeka, equanimity of formation, means your sankhara is in equanimity. So that one, because you have equanimity, you can see things as they are, but it doesn't stir. Sankhara doesn't stir. But you use energy. That's why to them, everything is very clear. They can see your thought base. They can create psychic. Because their thought is so powerful. Then when you are in that state, that thought is one-pointedness. Then within the field of thought, that one is the highest. It can go to psychic. Then if you combine it with awareness, it becomes occult. That's why release it out, not come out. You release it out. That's why you remember in Thailand, I told this Achan Wilmong. He looked at me. You remember in his temple, the last day or what? He said, excellent. I just came out from the room. And then I went there, then got conditioned because the deva also wanted to know. Then they say, ask them to share. Then suddenly, nobody put out their hand. Then the person holding the mic saw me walk in. At the back one, you share. I come in, I don't even know the question. Then they all tell me. I forgot. About something. About meditation, I think. Something like that. And then I say, for me, it's very simple. You're supposed to share your meditation experience and understanding. So within 20 minutes, I summarize everything. And it was so beautiful. then after that they start do like anything. Even the PhD student were all there. Then Acharya Umok just say one word, excellent. And after that he came out and see me. He said, Satu, or he said, excellent, is it? Why? Because when I describe that time, I say, if you are in jhana or in concentration, absorption, it's a conditioned state, not real. You have to release it out. Then you do daily mindfulness. What you need is upachara samadhi. And that's how. You know what is upachara samadhi? Yeah? There are three types of samadhi. No, the first one is kanika. No. Wait. They call excess concentration. Wow, you read a lot. Kanika samadhi is what? Moment to moment. And that one Mahasi always say one. You don't need what one. You moment to moment one. Awareness one. It's a deep one. I tell you, that one cannot work. Because that one got no stability. You have to at least assess concentration before you become concentrated. Understand? Then the third one is apana samadhi. That one jhana one. Energy field all inside there. Upachara samadhi is assess just before you go into jhana. Understand? That's why now you understand. That's why you have to release the upachara samadhi. It means your mind state, your whatever inside, there is no energy to condition it into stillness. Understand? You release it out. Understand? But there is this samadhi, which is born of continuous mindfulness, born of wisdom that stabilizes it. Understand? That's why the five spiritual faculty is like that. Sada, virya, sati. That's why I say sati, you stabilize, become samadhi. Because this one, wisdom, not there yet. Understand? That's why after that wisdom arrives, then the real upeka come about. Understand? I tell you, I really explained so many times, now only you got it clear, I think. Understand not? That's why the real thing is so different. And people don't understand. And they tell you, no jhana, no enlightenment. Because they say sama samadhi is all the jhana. If like that, you ask yourself a simple question. Then why the Buddha choose another word, samadhi? He myself put sama jhana. Finish. No confusion. So it's very easy to conclude. Okay. Oh, really, Deva asked you to ask on this. Really? Really? This one, really?
Brother Teo, we asked this question because we went for some retreats.
Workshop.
No, not workshop. The jhana one. We went for a retreat where the emphasis is on jhana. Necessary. And then when I went, I haven't finished it. Then Can I say something about this? Now can I talk?